It's infectious, and I hope it's going to last through our 13 community schools that's going to be opening. Everyone here is so excited.
Western New York State Regent Representative Catherine Collins, 13 city schools are being established as community schools.
I think this is magnificent, and the program that the district has put forward is really coincide with what we're doing in Albany, and that's so important. That, you know, Albany's not doing one thing and then Buffalo's doing something else.
Last week, two city schools, Futures Academy and Lafayette International, were launched as community schools. The state's community school initiative is providing needed funding to improve academics, keep schools open longer, and provide wraparound services for students and families. Assemblywoman Crystal People-Stokes tells WBFO News the city district is headed into a new era to turn around struggling schools.
I do think we're finally turning the corner. We're finally getting it that we can't just accept that some schools do well and some schools don't. Because when schools don't do well, children are not doing well.
But People-Stokes admits it will be a challenge to make sure the resources remain for more than 1 year at the schools. She said a continuation is necessary to create equity for all students.
What this does is it provides for an opportunity to create equity, not equality, equity. Because if we all keep getting the same equal amount, the children who need the most will never catch up. We've got to close the equity gap, and this is an attempt to do that, and it's got to happen in more than one consistent budget.
To get involved and to work with the students and bring them their scores up.
Pam Mackler is a third and fourth grade reading teacher at Futures Academy. It was her first year at the school. She says despite the struggles, she wanted to bring her expertise to help the students.
But take some students that are non-readers, and right now at this point in time, they are reading and they are excited about coming to school. And so I was excited about taking on the challenge of coming to this school, knowing that a lot of the students were struggling.
In the coming weeks, the district will be rolling out more community schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.